Hey there, awesome folks. This is Mentor Shelley coming from MentorShelley.com, your dream career coach, wanting to help you today to make sure that you have the right tools working for you in your quest to acquire your dream career. I wanted to just talk about a couple of things. Your resume, which if you don't have one, definitely check out my resource at MentorShelley.com/services/career strategy, so we can have a conversation about you getting the resume done and getting it done right. That way, you know, of course, that's what we're going to talk about in this particular post. Now, your resume has to have at least the basics on there. But there are two things that once upon a time didn't used to be all that important that's paramount now on resumes. Yes, you know, the traditional, name information, your contact information, things of that nature, that has to be on there because you could have, you know, increased sales funnels by 20% being a salesperson, you know, increased your sales and profits by a 50-100%, but if they don't know how to contact you, what good is that information? So the contact information is important. However, the other piece that's important, especially on resumes these days, is bullet points of what you can do as far as your skills and qualifications and some measurable achievements. Those two things right now are what employers are looking for on resumes, or better yet, what should already be on your resume and you're using to apply to applicant tracking systems. Let's talk about item number one, skills and qualifications on a bullet point scale. That should be at the first half of your resume, because if you don't have it there, then the employers are not going to read through the description of each job that you've had to find out if you can do something or not. They're going to give your resume, when they have it in their hands, a good 10 to 20 seconds of scan. If they don't see skills and qualifications that they think are going to be able to work for the position they're hiring for, your resume just got tossed. And they're going to go to the next person's resume that does answer that question. So it's important to have your skills and qualifications in bullet points so they can see, okay, I'm hiring somebody that's going to be a fashion buyer. I need to know that they have fashion buying experience, how they source for that kind of information, things of that nature. You know, if you're a welder, they need to know that you can operate whatever kind of welding tools. You have XYZ number of experience with a certain welding tool, so they know that, they're not dealing with a novice. Those kind of things are important to place on your resume, depending on the industry and the specific job that you're applying for. Each skill, there are certain skills that apply to different positions. Second thing is accomplishments or achievements or awards that you've received, or some kind of goal that you have achieved or exceeded while in previous jobs, or while in previous employment, or, you know, previous business relationships. Those need to be at the top, not at the top, but at the first half of your resume as well. Let's say, for example, you're a salesperson. Your sales goals need to be, let's say, for example, you had a sales goal of, you know, you increased your sales goal by 20%, but instead of having one out of every five sale, you have one out of every two. So you increase your sales goal by 50% just by putting those numbers on there. But the statistics and the stats and the awards and the things of that nature have to speak to the position that you're applying for. They want to know that, yes, you can do the job, but have you accomplished anything in your previous experience? That's what talking about the awards, talking about the accomplishments, talking about the goals that you've exceeded and your accomplishments will do for the employee. It will tell them, listen, this is not just a regular employee. This is a person that outperforms what they're required to do. And that will give them more of an encouragement to pick up the phone and call you and schedule you for an interview. So if you're looking for additional help, if you would like to have your resume reviewed, just to make sure that you have those things on there and you're not sure of what to put, or you need to maybe have that discussion with me, definitely check out my resource at mentorshelley.com/services/tools, T-O-O-L-S, review, where I can review your resume, your cover letter, or both, resume, cover letter, or letters of recommendation, or any other piece of career tool you have in your portfolio truly working to help build your career. And of course, if you have additional questions, you can definitely reach out to me at mentorshelley3@gmail.com, or on the sidebar, because it's going to be posted on my website. You can also on the right hand of the page, you can click on send voicemail. Leave me a quick voicemail and I'll be able to respond to that voicemail within 24 hours. Or you can reach out to me via mentorshelley.com/contact and leave a message in the inbox there. And of course, as always, this is Mentor Shelley, your dream career coach, wanting you to become a better version of yourself professionally, as long as you're ready to put in the work. Take care, guys, and you have a good one. Bye.